couple of weeks ago, maybe even longer than that, 3 weeks ago, Brad Krantz got an email from a lady by the name of Mary Ann, and he had her on the show a couple of times, and I got the same email a little later than Brad did, but by this time Brad was already on this, and she talks about a website and says, my nephew, Sergeant Brian Horn, is with the 173rd Airborne in north of Baghdad in the village area. And true, the towns are pretty much settled down. Unfortunately, they have to travel back and forth from town to town. Those spaces in between are death traps for our military in Hummers. They are under constant attack, and most every trip they make are being attacked. Yes, our military signed up knowing they might face this, and yes, they are following their military orders no matter how much they want out of there. The biggest problem they face isn't guerrilla forces, it's lack of support from the home front. It is horrifying how few of these guys are receiving even a letter from home, let alone the supplies that the military is out of. And she suggests that we check out the website, Any Soldier. .us, Any Soldier, S-O-L-D-I-E-R, .us. She points out that her brother, Marty, explains the living conditions that the guys out in the field have. He also has a detailed list of supplies that they need over there, so on and so forth. Well, the man who established this website for Brian and all the soldiers who are over in Iraq right now, and the one that Marianne speaks of, is Brian's dad, and that is Marty Horn. And Marty's on the line with us on News Talk 1110 WBT. And Mr. Horn, nice to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
We didn't. Obviously, Brad's a real good friend of mine, and I knew Brad had kind of grabbed the torch on this thing, and so. I kind of laid off on it because I figured, well, gosh, she's getting afternoon drive time with Brad, and that'll get him a good amount of attention. And as everybody knows, Brad's no longer on the air here. And I didn't want to just let this thing die out because I thought it was a pretty interesting story. So we'll kind of pick up the torch at this point and see what we can do to help you out. And I appreciate you being with us tonight to kind of explain what this is and why this is and how you came to get the website put up, and I guess that would be my first question, is how did this website come to be?
Actually, it started out as a family thing. Instead of sending email to a whole bunch of people a number of times, I'm a web developer and have been for 10 years, and I figured this would be the best way to keep things updated. So I just sent out an email to family and friends and said, check this URL, and one thing led to another, and it definitely got bigger than the family and friends circle, thanks to Brad's help especially.
We actually talked to the commander who was in charge of, I can't remember if it's the eastern side or the western side of Baghdad, one day on a satellite phone. And he was kind of trying to organize the same thing. And when we got to talking to him and finding out about the things that the soldiers don't have, some of them which we consider to be everyday necessities, and I guess you would list some of these as being luxuries, but then I don't know of anybody over here that has guys over fighting in Iraq or going through what they're going over there would deprive them of anything that we would, although I'm looking down your list, I'm trying to find what I would term to be a luxury. Flip-flops, maybe?
Right.
But you have a whole myriad of things here, and in essence, what you would like to do is get as many people as possible to send care packages to an address that's on the website, and we'll give that in just a moment. How did you go about comprising the list?
This is a list that my son, Brian, who is there, things that he has requested, and we've been sending to him. And we've been sending him so much that he was telling us, hey, you know, I appreciate all the stuff, but I've been giving it out to my friends. And I came to learn that a lot of his friends are not getting stuff. I'm prior military myself. I'm retired Army. And I know what it's like to not get mail. I know very well. And so I decided to just let as many people know about this as possible. But everything on that list is something that's been requested. It's something that has actually been sent, and through experience we're changing the list. That's why it's updated so often.
Say a little piece here from your son dated September 4th. And it's on the website. It's a little excerpt from a letter, and it says, "Hey, Dad, I got my I got the first Any Soldier package yesterday from somebody in Pennsylvania. I gave it to a PFC who rarely gets mail. Pretty big package. That's just too damn cool. What you've done for the guys almost brings tears to one's eyes to see that kid's face yesterday." Now, I wasn't in the military. I was in military school. I do remember when I'd get a letter from a girlfriend once in a blue moon, how that would make not just your day, but your week.
Right.
I guess that's the only thing I can attribute it to, and to be in a foreign country and in harm's way, and to have a total stranger send you something, and much less something and stuff that you can that you can use. It would bring tears to your eyes.
It's one of the question I'm asked the most is, what is the most important thing? What should I send first? And it's a simple answer. It's your support.
Which is what you're doing when you wrap up a box.
Anything, even a letter. And I'm not a writer. I did this page best I could. But there's a lot of different ways to read this. And the most important thing is sending these guys your support. It's not a political statement at all. I'm staying away from that. Whether you agree with the war or not has nothing to do with this. This is about supporting the guys and girls that are from your town and mine.
I'm looking at some of the stuff. Some of it's when you get into the stuff from Ranger Joe's and Radio Shack and stuff. Some of it might be outside of the budget of some people.
Absolutely.
But when you look at a Time magazine, it says here that you sent your son a Time magazine when they confirmed that Uday and Kusei were dead. I bet you that's a magazine that got worn out pretty fast.
Absolutely. Everything that gets sent there is passed around. These guys don't hoard. From everything I hear, that no matter what gets sent there, it's going to get around.
Cindy, I keep on thinking about this stupid, although effective, commercial that's running right now about Lance in my pants. I mean, you know, if you can't afford much, send a couple of packages of Lance and a letter. You know, the guy can eat the Lance and read your letter. I'm sure that'd make his day.
This is difficult, this list, and some people are shocked by some of the dollar amounts on some of these items. But that's only, like it says on the line above it, if you have the money, do this. But if you don't, send a letter.
Yeah.
It's not about money. It really is not. And the only reason I put this expensive stuff on there is because we've had people that have much more money than time and, you know, some executive types that want to help, and they have their secretary write out a big check or something, and then we send them off to go buy stuff. But it's not about money.
No, but I mean, you know, hell, I could do one of these things, and should, and would, and will.
And that is something that's new on this list, or fairly new, at the very bottom of that URL, of that webpage. I've been adding other efforts. See, this I don't want you just to support my son's unit, the 173rd, although, personally, I think they deserve it. They're in some very tough conditions. But there are plenty of units out there. There's other efforts going on. And if you start one, email me. I'll add it to the list.
Yep. Easy Street Lounge, Operation Military Pride, Operation Soldier Support. There's six or seven of them listed there. Hang with me for a second. We're talking to Marty Horn, who is the creator of a website that was inspired, obviously, by his son's service with the 173rd. It is anysoldier.us. And we'll come back and talk to Marty in just a second.
This is the John Hancock Show.
Okay, Rock. Hard place. Me.
News Talk 1110, WBT.
We're talking to Marty Horn, who is the creator of the website anysoldier.us. His son is a sergeant with the 173rd Airborne, is serving just north of Baghdad. And anysoldier.us is... Well, there's a lot of information on it, but one of the things is kind of a wish list, and it could be as simple as a can of soup, which I'm sure are like meals over there, or it could be something a little bit more extravagant, but they pretty well run the deal. Double A batteries. I mean, you know, how many times are you standing in the grocery store looking at the double A batteries hanging there thinking, do I need any? Guy in Baghdad probably could. I mentioned earlier you sent your son a Time magazine, which was the issue that confirmed Uday and Kusei were dead. Sports stuff.
Right.
A lot of standing around time, I assume, over there. So anything that that can be used by by the company or shared with one another probably is priceless over there. And when you're getting ready to go to war, I guess the last thing you think about packing is a baseball glove or a ball.
Right.
So the list pretty much runs the gamut. Antibacterial wipes. I thought that was interesting. My wife is addicted to those. But I would hasten to wonder how many she would use if she was in a desert sandy type situation like these guys probably are.
Yeah, John, there's something that I would like to mention if you don't mind.
Sure.
The press lately has been showing a lot of pictures of soldiers in palace pools. Recently, there was a really nice picture of a captain kickback in a fur-covered bed in one of Baghdad's palaces. There are soldiers in these conditions, and there are also soldiers in conditions that are very military. My son's first shower came after 100 days. He didn't have access to electricity until just last week, and that's only if he goes and gets it. So that's why on the list there's things like don't send anything rechargeable. Some of these units are in very tough conditions. And things like AA batteries. We just had the hurricane. I'm talking to you from Maryland. I don't know how the hurricane affected y'all, but we were without power for just 2 days, and it gave us an appreciation of what it's like to be without electricity for 6 months.
Yeah, well, we skirted it because we're a little bit farther inland than what this particular hurricane came. But anybody who was here for Hugo or anybody that remembers the ice storm here in Charlotte last year knows what it's like to be going on 3, 4, 5, 7, 10 days without electricity. And that's in the comfort of your own city with your own automobile and in your own home. I mean, it's a little bit different when you're out. I thought it was interesting, and I'm going to go to Terry in just a second. But one of the things you point out is not to send insured or registered, because Brian has to go to a base camp to get this stuff, doesn't get there as often as he would like, probably.
That's correct.
So if it's sent insured or registered, if it's what, not claimed, it'll get sent back?
Well, he will get to it, but it might be weeks and potentially longer than that because of the missions that he's on.
So this website has all this information, including the address for Sergeant Brian Horn. And as Marty pointed out, at the end of the page that you will find at anysoldier.us, they're not strictly doing this just with their own needs in mind. They've got several other places that you can go into, websites that are essentially kind of doing the same stuff. So he's not being selfish about this. Hold on a second, Marty. I'm going to wander over here, and actually you'll both be on the line at the same time, and say hello to Terry in Kannapolis. Hi, Terry.
Hello. How are you, gentlemen, today?
I'm fine. Say hello to Marty Horn.
Hello, Terry.
Marty Horn, I appreciate your son's service to his country. I have a surplus store in Kannapolis, and I started sending out care packages to people here at my store and everything after we had a soldier call from the desert, say, hey, we need this, this, and this. And when I was speaking with Mr. Hancock about 3 weeks ago, I told him, I don't know if he remembers, but I said, don't forget the troops that are over there now. Anything you can send them is appreciated. I mean, Vaseline, Q-tips, a local newspaper, anything. I think it's a wonderful thing you've started. And I had troops in the store today that are getting ready to deploy from some of the reserve units out of Charlotte. I told them, get me your APO, and I'll make sure you get stuff. And so we continue to do that. And I just wanted to thank you again for thinking of everybody also.
Terry, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. I got about a minute here. Marty, we'll try to stay in touch with you. But if you or Mary Ann would just feel free to use me, I'll try to pick up where Brad left off. And as needs change or as things start to slow down and you need a little bit of a kick in the posterior to refire things up again, don't be shy about calling me or my producer, Darren, if we haven't called you first. And saying, hey, we could really use a boost. Things are getting kind of slow, and let us help you in this effort.
Well, you're not helping me. You're helping these folks that are fighting for us.
Well, that's a good point.
And I appreciate that, and I really do. And thanks to all your listeners. And even, again, if you just send a letter, send anything, and not necessarily to what we're doing, start your own.
Marty Horn, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
And the address, again, is any... Soldier, soldier.us. Why don't you go there and wander around? I think you'll find some stuff you